Donald Trump's path to victory in Pennsylvania came down to a handful of extremely competitive counties, including Lehigh. WHYY's Bobby Allen spoke to conservative voters there about how Trump became the first GOP presidential candidate to capture the state since 1988.
The white-knuckle wait for returns ended with Trump defeating Hillary Clinton in Pennsylvania by one percentage point. It was a narrow victory. But Trump's win in contested counties pushed him over the edge. In Lehigh County, for instance, he won by just about 7,000 votes. Jeff Kimskin, an immigration attorney in Allentown, says Trump winning the state echoed Britain's rejection of the European Union, or Brexit.
I think it's exactly parallel. And I think it's a big middle finger to a lot of things.
He says Trump's appeal to white working class voters wasn't accidental.
And I think that the concerns of those who gave that middle finger have to be taken into consideration more now, maybe, than they were in the past.
Leslie Springgob is a 19-year-old student at Kutztown University.
The thing that really riled up the electorate, speaking what's on people's minds, getting that instant reaction.
Another Lehigh Valley voter, Karen Rice, says one issue in particular drove her to the polls.
Definitely pro-life. Conception, that's where life begins.
When she realized Trump won, she was thrilled.
We just need something new here. We need something back. Bring back America, right? Bring back America.
Zimskind, meanwhile, says the fact that stock markets rallied the day after Trump's win is another way he was reminded of Brexit.
And over there, the markets tanked and everybody foresaw doom. And then after a week or two, things started to stabilize as people thought about, all right, well, how is this actually going to work? We shall see.
That we shall. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.